Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis brought down the Mishnah in Maaseres that says that the shiur for Tvua and Zesim is Mishiyaviu Shlish, which means, according to Rashi, that the shiur that is Kaveya, that establishes what year the Tvua and Zesim belong to Le'inyan Maaseres, is when it grows a third of its full, complete size. So that if, at the end of the year, it was already hivia shlish, it already grew to a third of its ultimate size, then you cannot be ma'aser from that crop on peiros from the following year, or vice versa. You can't be ma'aser from peiros the following year on that crop. And the Gemara asked what the makar is, menani mili. So the pasuk that was brought on Yud Beis Amud Beis was the pasuk b'shem Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amar Kro Mikes Sheva Shanim B'Moyed Shnas Hashmita B'Chag Hasukais. The Gemara says Shnas Hashmita Maya Vidite B'Chag Hasukais Shminis Hi. If it's the Shnas Hashmita, then it's not Chag Hasukais. Chag Hasukais is the following year. Ela Loimer Lecha Kol Tavua Sheivia Shlish B'Shvias Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, then you are noyeg by minag shvius bishminis. You treat it like it grew during the seventh year, since at least a third has grown during the seventh year. On that, the Gemara asks, how do you know that it grew a third? There's no remez to that in the pasuk. Maybe it actually didn't grow at all. What would then be the message of the pasuk? If it didn't grow at all, then of course, we don't mean to say that we treat peiros that didn't grow at all during the seventh year as if they grew in the seventh year. The Gemara says, no, v'ka'amra achmana tashbet v'tezel ad chag asukas. The pasuk would be saying something totally different. It would be saying that there's a din of tesefes shvius, that you have to continue being noyeg shmita until chag asukas, but not that we're coming to say that if something grew a third, then it's considered like it grew in the seventh year. And that the Gemara says, lo yisak adaitach, tichsiv v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis hashana. And the Gemara explains that it can't be that the Chag HaAsif is coming to tell me Bizman Asifa, because it already says a pasuk of Ba'aspecha Migarncha Miyikvecha. Therefore, the Lashon V'Chag HaAsif is coming to say that anything that you're Koitzer during the Yomtif of Sukkis is B'tzeis Hashanah, is considered like it grew last year, and the Rabbanan is Kimlu L'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan know that something that you could harvest B'Shas Chag HaSukkis must have grown a third already before Rosh Hashanah. Now, since the Gemara doesn't say the word Ella when it brings the Pasuk of V'Chag HaAsif, it does not sound like the Gemara is being Chayzer from the original Limud. And in fact, Tosfos in the Ramaschil, V'Korle B'tzeis Hashanah, says Beferish, Mikom Makem Bahaikra Luchudei Loisagi, Ila Bemoyed Shnas Hashmita B'Chag HaSukkis. If it were only for the pasuk of V'Chag HaAsif, B'tzeis Hashanah, it wouldn't be enough to make the limud that we're trying to make. You need the original pasuk that we brought down on Yud Beis Mebeis from Yosei Aglili. Tosfos doesn't explain why that's true. It would seem that the pasuk of V'Chag HaAsif tells me all that we need to know. Says the Aruch Liner, based on Tosfos in the Dibur Maschil earlier, Tosfos Elamai Asif Katzir explains that Mikom Makam Pashtei Dekro Chag Abob is Man Asifa. The idea that we can darshan from the words V'Chag HaAsif, that we're talking about something that you're being Koitzer during Chag HaSukkos, is definitely not the simple meaning in the Pasuk, and we never would darshan such a thing had we not already had a Pasuk telling us that there are certain things that grow during the eighth year that are considered like they grew in the seventh year, and that's the pasuk of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's just that from the pasuk of Rabbi Yosi Aglili itself, we have no idea that it has anything to do with growing a third. So we need this pasuk to be megala on that pasuk, that when we say that it belongs to the last year, it's talking in a case where it grew a third, and we need that pasuk to make it possible to make the drush over here. That pasuk tells us that there are certain things that belong to the last year. Now we have enough of an excuse to make the drasha of a Chag HaAsif that it means that which you're being koitzer during this year, because we're anyway looking for a pasuk to make a drasha to be megala what the shear of the first pasuk is. And that way the two psukim work hand in hand. Take a look also in the Pnei Yeshua and the Turi Evan for alternative pshatim in this Tosfos. The Gemara brings down the dialogue that takes place between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah challenges whether it's actually true that the Rabbanan know that when something grows enough to be harvested Sukkot time, that means automatically that it grew a shlish in the year before Rosh Hashanah. And after Reb Zeira responds to him by saying that the shiurim of the Chachamim are always bediktuk, Reb Yirmi himself brings a raya that the Rabbanan knew such a thing from the conversation that took place between Rav Kahana and the Chavraya, the Chavirim that were in the Beis Medrash. They asked him a question. Oimer she'ekrivu Yisrael b'chnisasin la'aretz mehechen ekrivuhu. Where did Klal Yisrael get the Tvua from in order to bring the first Oimer that they brought when they came into Eretz Yisrael? It could not be from Tvua that grew when it was Biyat HaNachri amongst the Goyim, because it says Kitzir Chem v'loi Kitzir Nachri. And we know that they brought the Omer as its Mavur from a Dik that he brings down in the Pasuk. So how is it that they brought the Omer? The answer that he gave is that as long as it didn't grow a third Biyad Nachri, then it was possible to be considered Kitzir Chem. And how do they know that it didn't grow yet a third? Must be that it was Kimluhu, and that is Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Raya. The Rishonim are bothered by a very simple question, and that is that why can't we say that they brought the Omer from Tevua that grew in the land of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven? After all, that they already conquered. There are various terutzim given to this question. The Ritva says, based on the Mishnah Menachos and the Dafayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that the mitzvah is to bring the Omer from Kama, from standing grain, meaning you're supposed to harvest it the night before. And as Rashi says over there, you're supposed to do the ktsira for this purpose. The Chedushi Aran says that there's a special mitzvah to bring it from Eretz Yehuda. And the Meiri says that the tvua that came from the Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven, that was already dried out, and the L'chatzir is supposed to bring rach umali, it's supposed to be fresher than what inevitably it was at the time that they brought it from Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. The Tosfos Rid says that we have to assume that they gave all of the tvua, the sa'irim, from the fields in Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven to their animals to eat. Al kol panim, you see from all of these Rishonim that they are assuming one thing. By asking the question, why didn't they bring it from the Tvua that was in the Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven's land, and giving various answers why, for whatever reason, was impossible to do that, it's clear that they all hold that it's eligible for the Omer. You're allowed to use Tvua that grew in Eretz Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven for Havas Omer. Now, this happens to be the assumption of Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Over there, the Tsugi is talking about being Ma'aber the Shana, and it says that there are three Arotzais. There's Yehuda, Ever HaYarden, and the Galil. And Rashi states clearly that if it was impossible to bring the Omer from Eretz Yehuda, you brought it from Shar Arotzais, which means that you brought it from either the Galil or from Ever HaYarden. So you see that Ever HaYarden is eligible to bring the Karbon HaOmer from. However, the Ran in the Dorim, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maschel HaYish Shaita, says that Eiver Ayardin loy niskadish lahava asa oimer. Rabbi Kivega over there in the Gilyan Ashas brings down the Rashi in Sanhedrin. And there is a slight ha'ara, because we just mentioned that the Chedushi Aran over here in our sugya seems to agree to the question as to why they didn't bring it from Eiver Ayardin. So it's a steer to what the Ran says over there in the Dorim. Now there is a question amongst the Achroinim if the sheet of the Ran in the Dorim that Eiver HaYarden was not eligible to bring the Omer from, was that a din misuyim to the Omer? Or was it true, legabe all dinim? It didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ran. So it would be negeh, arlo, shvius, anything that's totally in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazanish in Zroim, in Lakutim, in Simon Yud, says that the Ran only said this, legabe the din of the Omer. But legabe arlo and shvius, it had a din of Eretz Yisrael. However, in the Birkei Yosef from the Chida, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Peites, makes it clear that this is part of a broader discussion as to whether Eiver HaYarden had a halacha of Eretz Yisrael gabi ol dinim. And he says the Shittas Haran, that you couldn't bring the Omer from Eiver HaYarden, was because he held that it Bechlal doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out we have Machloikas, the Chazanish, and the Birkei Yosef as to whether when the Ran says that Eiver HaYarden is not Neskadish le'inyan Havas HaOmer, if that's only legabi Havas HaOmer, or like the Ran says, le Havas HaOmer, le Mixes Kedushas, or that's true even legabe Arla, Shvius, and Shar Mitzvah Tluis Ba'aretz. Lefi the Chazanish, it's possible to say Pshat in the Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Over there it's talking about the Eser Kedushas, the 10 Kedushas, one that is greater than the other, starting with Eretz Yisrael and all the way to the Kachet Kedushim. So it says, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzais. Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudeshes than all other Al-Ratzais. Umahi Kedushasa, Shemeviyam Imenu HaOymer And Mefarshim ask over there, why does the Mishnah say dafka that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is that you could bring the omer bikurim shtei alechem? What about trumas and meisers? What about shvius? What about arla? And the Mishnah Achronah says that these are the only things that are expressions of the special kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has, that you're able to bring from its land for karbonis, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Man she'en kein, the halacha that it's chayv and trumas and meisers is a chayvus haaretz, but it doesn't show that the produce is kaddish. And it could very well be that once you distinguish between chayvus haaretz and kedushas haaretz, then we can understand that Eivir HaYarden, whenever it's Negeh, the Kedusha, being able to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot have the produce that comes from Eivir HaYarden. You can't use it for Omer. And if you look in the Chazanish, he includes Bikurim as part of that list. You can't bring from Eivir HaYarden, Lefi the Ran, for Omer and Bikurim, and not for Shtei Alechem, even though Eivir HaYarden, the Ran can agree, is Chayev in the mitzvah atluis ba'aretz, but it doesn't have the same kedusha that would allow to bring karbonis from it. So we're basically saying that even the Ran can agree that it has the shame Eretz Yisrael, it has chayves Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have kedusha Eretz Yisrael. On kolponim, this is all lefi shita Ran. As we said, Rashi shita in Sanhedrin is that Eivir HaYarden is this Kaddish with complete Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to bring the Omer from Eivir HaYarden. So that means that when it says in the Mishnah, in Kalim, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshim Kol Haaretz, it includes Eivir HaYarden as well. And like we said, the mashmos of all of the Rishonim that asked the question on our Gemara, why couldn't we say that they brought from the Eivir HaYarden for the Omer, seems to point in that direction. They hold like Shitas Rashi. Another interesting kasha that's asked by the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Beis, Hivkat and Beis, on our Gemara, is that since before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because the Kiddush came about Al Yidei, the Kibush of Yeshua. So if it didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, why didn't the Gemara ask, Meheichen Ekrivo Omer? It didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it grew before the Kedusha came. So forget about the miut of Kitzir Chavaloi Kitzir Nachri. This was considered produce from Chutz La'aretz. The Chazanish actually learns that that's Gufa, the Gemara's Kasha. When the Gemara says Kitzir Nachri, it's including the fact that this was considered void of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It grew when it was not yet ours, when it was still amongst the Nachrim. And that's Gufa, what the Gemara means to ask. Now, if you say that, then you very easily can answer the kasha that we asked before about Eivir HaYarden, because Eivir HaYarden was not Niskadish until Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. See, even if you hold that Eivir HaYarden is ultimately eligible to bring from it the Omer and Shtei Alechem, etc., but that's only after the rest of Eretz Yisrael gets Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, then Eivir HaYarden is also Niskadish. And that's actually a teretz given by the Asifiz Kainim, B'Shem Yeshua's Malkai. There's another kasha asked here by the Turi Evan. And that is as follows. Our Gemara makes a miut that Kitzir Chav Eloi Kitzir Nachri. Says the Turi Yevan, logically, just like you make a miut of Kitzir Chav Eloi Kitzir Nachri, it would make sense to be Mamayit Kitzir Chav Eloi Kitzir Hefker, like the Gemara does in many places. And Lefizeh, says the Turi Yevan, it would stand to reason that during Shvius, when everything is Hefker, you cannot bring the Omer. However, in the Gemara B'Metzia, Daf Kuf Yechesem et Aleph is Mavur, that even during Shvius, they used to bring the Omer from produce that grew during Shvius. How could that be? We just said that there's a drush of Kitzirchem V'loi Kitzir Hefker. So the Turi Evan says that obviously we're wrong, and Kitzirchem V'loi Kitzir Nachri doesn't include a miyat of Kitzirchem V'loi Kitzir Hefker. But he doesn't explain why that's true. In the Kilis Yaakov, he actually says differently. He says that lo'olam kitzirchem is memayit kitzirchem v'loy kitzir hefker. However, shvius is not considered hefker, since shvius is not a hefker entirely, because it may be true that it's hefker li'Yisrael, any yid can come and take it, but it's not hefker li'Nachrim, it's still nichlal in kitzirchem. So when you're mafkir something entirely, anybody can come and take it, including a guy, that's called tzirchem v'loy kitzir hefker. Masha'en kein, if it is only a hefker li'Yisrael, it's a heter, for a yid to come and take it, then it doesn't fall under the category of complete hefker, and would not be nismayit from a pasuk of tzirchem v'loy kitzir hefker. The Achronim ask a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is mashmit the din that kitzirchem v'loy kitzir nachu. He doesn't bring down this halacha b'chlal that the omer cannot come from something that grew in the reshus of a guy. And that needs hesber. Why would the Rambam not bring down this halacha? So there are various terutzim given in the Achronim to this question, and we're going to mention three terutzim. The Archlin and the Sfasemis both say the following. In the sugya in Psachim in Perek Kol Shah, there's a machloikes chizkia and Rabbi Avohu. It's a famous sugya in Psachim daf chafal from a beis, and the machloikes chizkia and Rabbi Avohu is whether, whenever the Torah tells you in Isra Achila, the Torah tells you loisoichal, or loisoichlu, or loyeachel, according to Rabbi Avohu, it includes Isra Achila and Isra Hano. You're not allowed to have Hano from it either. According to Chizkia, you're allowed to have Hano, you're just not allowed to eat it. And the Gemara asks a series of questions over there each way. And Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph over there, the Gemara asks a question from the Isser Chadosh. It says, "V'lechem v'koli v'charem leisoichlu ad etzem ayayim hazeh." It says in Isser Achila, and the Mishnah says, "Koitzer l'shachas u'machlo behema." You're allowed to take Chadosh and give it to your animal to eat. That means you're allowed to be nene from it. Why are you allowed to be nene from it? According to Rabbi Avo, who says that every time that it says leisoichlu, it includes an Isser Achila. The Gemara's teretz is that the pasuk says kitzir chem. Since the Torah refers to Chodesh with the Lashon of Kitzir Chem, that is coming to tell us that the person is allowed to have enough from it, and that in that way it's considered his. So then the Gemara asks, so what does Chizkia do with the Pasuk of Kitzir Chem? Since Chizkia holds that anytime the Torah says Leisoichlu, it does not include an Isra Anah, so why do you need an extra Pasuk of Kitzir Chem? The Gemara answers, V'idach Kitzir Chem de Kol Yisrael Mashma. Now, the simple meaning of that response, that kitzirchem is the kol yisrael mashma, Rashi says, the urcha dekra l'shtuyi hachi. It's normal for the pasuk to refer to something that belongs to all of klal yisrael as kitzirchem, and therefore, we don't have to make any drasha from it. However, the Archliner and the Sfasemis both learn that the kavana of the Gemara's teretz, that according to Chizkia, kitzirchem the kol yisrael mashma, is good for the drasha that we learn in our Gemara. That the Torah is trying to tell us that the Oimer cannot come from the Kitzir of a Nachri. Kitzir Chem. V'avesma is Reishis Kitzir Chem. Alakoyin is referring to the Avasa Oimer, and that can only be brought to Kol Yisrael if it's Kitzir Chem, if it's yours, and not if it belongs to a Nachri. So it comes out that the Drasha in our Gemara, that Kitzir Chem v'loy Kitzir Nachri, that passels the Kitzir of a Nachri for Havasa Oimer, is a Drasha that is only made by Chizkia. But according to Rabbi Avahu, you see from the Gemara over there that we don't make that drasha. He doesn't have an extra pasuk because according to him, Kitzirchem is coming to be Matir Hana to tell you that you're allowed to be Nana even though it says the Lashon of Loisoichlu. Memela say both the Archa Ner and the Svasemes beautifully in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avohu that any time that it says Loisoichlu, then Isra Hana b'mashma. And therefore the Rambam cannot paskin like our Gemara that's Memai Kitzir Nochri from the Lashon of Kitzirchem. A second teretz to why the Rambam left out this din says the Sfasemes, based on the Toisvis in our sugya, de Bramascha v'loy Kitzir Nachri. Toisvis as Sakasha. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf Nugim l'mebeis, it's mevur that Eretz Yisrael is a Yerusha to Klal Yisrael from the Avos, and therefore the Gemara over there asks, how was it possible for the Asheris that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael bowed down to prior to Klal Yisrael's coming into Eretz Yisrael to have been chayev in Sreifa? The pasuk says, "Vashireim tisur from the eish." Now the Gemara asks, "Michti Yerusha lahem me'aviseim ve'ein adam oiser davar she'ena shaloi." Eretz Yisrael is not theirs. They can't answer our asheris by bowing down to them because ein adam oiser davar she'ena shaloi. You cannot answer somebody else's thing. So Tosfos gives a teretz. Then we come welcome Yeshlai b'masha zara. The guy still owns that which he planted, and since he has a bailus in that which he planted, it's possible to be memayit his katzir, the loy katzir nachri. You'll ask, says Tosfos, if what that which he plants belongs to him, so then what's the Gemara's whole kashin of a zara? It may be true that ain adam oiser davar she'ena shaloi, but those things that he plants, he's capable of asering midin asherah. Tosfos answers that the Gemara's kasha is referring to the case of the Asheris from the Doris HaRishonim. The Asheris that were already there before, from the time of Avram or from the time of Noach, like the Turi Yevon says, I'll call upon him. Tosfos is explaining that there's no stira between our Gemara and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah that says that a goy cannot aser that which belongs to us is referring to things that the guy did not plant. Masha'enkin, our Gemara is talking about the things that the guy did plant. There we have the mi'at of Kitzir Chem v'lo Kitzir Nachri. However, says as Fasemis, we can learn b'das HaRambam that he did not want to accept Tosis's teretz, and therefore he was left with Tosis's question. How could the Gemara bring a mi'at of Kitzir Chem v'lo Kitzir Nachri if the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah, that Eretz Yisrael is Yerushahi me'aviseinu, and it does not belong to them, so there is no Kitzir Nachri? Memela says as Fasemis, the Rambam learns that there's machloikas asugyas. Our sugya is arguing on the sugya of Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam paskens like the sugya of Avodah Zarah, and that's why he doesn't bring down the mi'at of Katsir Chem V'loy Katsir Nachri. One more teretz as to why the Rambam doesn't bring down the halach of our sugya that Katsir Nachri is pasul for the Karban Ha'omer could be found in the Zecher Yitzchak from Abitzel Panavish. This is in Siman Ayin Ches, Sif Dalet, and he basically says that the Rambam holds that the whole mit of Katsir Nachri, that Katsir Nachri is pasul, is not because Katsir Nachri is pasul per se, rather because Katsir Nachri has a din of Katsir Chutz La'aretz. And he gets into a discussion about the concept of as to whether a guy has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia from dinim, and he discusses why this works with the Shita Sarambam. Al Kol Panim, he says that the whole idea of Katsir Nachri being pasul over here is because the Rishus that the Nachri has on it is ma'akiv the Kedusha, and Kol Zman that it's biyada, it has a din of Chutz La'aretz. And since the Rambam already paskin that Katsir Chutz La'aretz is pasul, so he holds that we don't need a pasik to tell me that Katsir Nachri is pasul. And if you recall, we actually said a similar svara earlier in the shir to answer the Mechas Chinuch's kasha. Mechas Chinuch asked, why does the Gemara ask the kasha that it was Katsir Nachri? The Gemara should ask that it still had a din of Chutz La'aretz when they came in to Eretz Yisrael until they were Mekadosh it and they did Kibush al Yidei Yeshua. And we quoted the Chazon Ish, who said that that's really the Gemara's kasha. And this is actually the same thing that the Bitzel Panavizhe is saying. He's explaining that the din Katsir Nachri, according to the Rambam, is really only a mi'at of Katsir Chutz La'aretz. So it comes out that we have three terutzim in the Achronim that we quoted why the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Katsir Nachri. Mahalach number one from the Aruch Lener and the Sfasemes, we said, is that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avohu in Psachim, who learns that when the Torah says usually lo soichlu, it's referring to an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana, and therefore the Pasuk of Katsirchem is not extra, he needs it to be Matir Hana from Chadash. The second teretz in the Sfas Emes is that the Rambam disagrees with Tosis's teretz to the Kasha that they ask from the Sugya and Avodah Zarah, and since there's no teretz, the Rambam holds that there's Machlokes HaSugyas, our Sugya holds that Katsirchem V'loy Katsir Nachri, but the Sugya in Avodah Zarah holds that you don't need such a mi'at because it's impossible for them to own anything since Eretz Yisrael is Yerushahi from the Avos. And the third teretz that the Zecher Yitzchak says is that the Rambam holds that the mi'at of Katsir Nachri is really a din to be Mamai Katsir Chutz La'aretz, and the Rambam already paskins that Katsir Chutz La'aretz is possible for the Omer. There's a very important discussion, halacha lemaisa, which involves a diuk that can be found in our sugya. And this is concerning the Isser Chadash. Is there an Isser Chadash by produce that belongs to a guy? In the Torah, in Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, when he brings down the Isser Chadash, he says, Isser ze noyeg bein bizman habayis, bein shaloi bizman habayis, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'shel Yisrael, bein b'shel goy. And the Beis Yosef says that that's the psak. He says, V'chein pasku b'chol achiburim, the chadash noyeg b'shel goyim. And he's quoting over there a Tshuva Sarash. So his psak is that chadash is noyeg even b'shel nachri. However, the Bach says that the minig is to be matir chadash. And he has a whole arichas over there. And it's a well-known piece in the Bach. One of the things the Bach says is that you could bring a raya from our Gemara that chadash is mutter b'shel goyim. Because in the Shaila, the Chevraya asked from Rav Kahana, Oimer she'kriva Yisrael b'chnisasin la'aretz mehechan ekrivuhu. They asked, where did they bring the carbon Oimer from? Im toimer da'ayel b'yad goy? It can't be that they used the produce that grew b'yad nachri, because k'tzircham amrachmara v'loy k'tzir nachri. And then the Gemara asks, Mimai da akrivu, how do we know b'chlal that they brought the Oimer? Dilma lo akrivu, maybe they did not bring the carbon Oimer. The Gemara answers, Lo yisal kadaitach t'chsiv, v'yoichlu me'avura aretz b'mochras ha-Pesach. It says that they ate me'avura aretz from the produce of Eretz Yisrael the day after Pesach, which is mashma mi'mochras ha-Pesach ochol, me'ikara loy ochol. They only ate mi'mochras ha-Pesach, and before they did not eat. So you see da akrivu Oimer v'hodar achli. From the pasuk, you see that originally they didn't eat from the produce, and then at the end they did eat. And on that, the Gemara wants to know, mehechan ekrivu. Says the Bach, why is it that the Gemara has to resort to bringing a diak from the fact that it says, mimachras ha-pesach they ate? Forget about the fact that it says, mimachras ha-pesach they ate. It says, now, vayoichlu me'avur ha-aretz, they did eat. Don't bring in the dik mimachras ha-pesach. It says, they ate from Eretz Yisrael. How could they eat from Eretz Yisrael? It's chadash. So that should have been enough of a raya that they were makriv the omer, because if they weren't makriv the omer, how bechlal did they eat me'avur ha'aretz? Says the Bach, it must be that chadash of a goy is really mutter. And therefore, if it would have just said v'yoichlo me'avur ha'aretz without the words me'machers ha'pesach, we could have very easily understood that the reason why it was mutter for them to eat me'avur ha'aretz was because it belonged to a goy, and you're allowed to eat shel nachri because there's no iser chadash. The reason why we have a raya, says the Bach, is because since it says v'yoichlo me'avur ha'aretz me'machers ha'pesach, we then understand that prior to the Machers HaPesach, they did not eat. But then in Machers HaPesach, they did eat. And must be that they brought the Omer. In other words, we're talking about Tvua that did not grow Biyad Nachri. And on such Tvua, there's Akpada, you cannot eat it before. And now we know that they must have brought the Karban Omer. And the question is, what did they bring the Karban Omer from? Where did they have Tvua that grew Biyad Yisrael? And he actually explains the Yisoid HaDavar, interestingly enough. He says, since the Torah was toile havasa oimer bi iser chadash, because it says you should bring reishis ketzir chamalakayin, it must be that if it's nismayit, the ketzir shel nachri, because this ketzir cham v'loy shel nachri from the din of havasa oimer, it must be huadin that it's not noyeg with it the iser chadash either. That, of course, is debatable, because it could be that there's an added chasar and it doesn't have enough kedusha to bring the omer from. But you don't necessarily see from the fact that it's disqualified to bring the omer from it, it doesn't have enough kedusha to bring the omer from it, that automatically it doesn't have the iser chadash. But that is the Bach's assumption. So the Bach's shita is that there is no iser chadash by tvua shel nachri. Now the Taz over there in Sifkat and Beis, and the Shach and Sifkat and Vav, they're both doiche the raya of the Bach from our Gemara. They say, la'olam, there is an iser chadash with shel nachri. You can't prove from our Gemara from the fact that they ate me'avur ha'aretz. You see from the fact that they ate me'avur ha'aretz itself that they were able to eat and there was no iser chadash. The reason for that is because you could always say that they ate from tvua yishana that never became aser be'iser chadash at all. Meaning they ate from last year's produce. So that's why the Taz and the Shach say you cannot bring the raya that the Bach brings. The Gemara should have asked directly from the fact that they ate. That wouldn't be a raya. The raya is only from the fact that it sounds like they first did not eat, and then they did eat. Must be we're talking about something that it has a din to be aser midin chadosh. And on that we ask, from where did they bring the Karban HaOmer? It's mashma that the Karban HaOmer was mater. In fact, says the Taz, that adrabba, there is a raya from our sugya, the exact opposite from the Bach. There's a raya from our sugya that it's aser by tvua shel nachri, because the mashmos of the sugya is that the makshin held that all of the tvua in Eretz Yisrael at that time was shel nachri. And nevertheless, the makshin understood that there was an iser chadash. It's just that he asked, where did they bring the Karban HaOmer from? So until we were mechadish that it didn't grow a third biyad nachri, our assumption was that it was shel nachri and it grew fully biyad nachri. Nevertheless, they ate, and still the Gemara asks, how were they able to eat? How did they bring the Karban HaOmer? So you see that even by a nachri, it's aser. Rabbi Kiva Eger actually is doicher the Bach's raya. He says that it's mevur in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, it was mutter for them to even eat kadlid chaziri, which means they were allowed to eat a davar tame. Now there are two opinions in the Gemara over there. One opinion is that during the Sheva Shekivshu, the 7 years that it took them to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat no matter what, whether it was their own produce or it came from shlal, from the spoil that they were able to take over from the goyim. Says Rav Kiveger, since there is a tzad that they were allowed to eat all dvarim tmeim, all dvarim asurim when they came into Eretz Yisrael, even if we were to say that the chadash of a goy is aser, we couldn't prove anything from the fact that they ate. The Bach asks, why don't we just prove from the fact that it says vayoichlo me'avur ha'aretz that they ate from the produce of the land? Ask the Bach, if the Nachri's produce is aser when it's chadash, then the Gemara should be able to prove from that alone. Says Rabbi Kveger, that's not a sufficient raya, because maybe it was mutter for them to eat everything, even chadash, because they're allowed to even eat kadlid chaziri. It's only from the diak in the pasuk that it's mashma that originally they didn't eat it, and only in Mimachas HaPesach they ate it, so you see that they were noyeg iser, and that means that you see, like the Shita in the Gemara in Chulin, that it wasn't like everything was mutter to them. They were not allowed to eat from their own produce. And yet, Mimachas HaPesach, they did eat. And that, the Gemara says, well, where did they bring the Karban HaOmer from? Now, as far as the raya that the Taz and the Shach bring, that there is indeed an Isser Chadash by Shalgoy, and again, the raya is that if you don't say that there's an Isser Chadash from a Goy, then what was the problem for them to originally eat before Mimachas HaPesach? Why weren't they originally allowed to eat it? Like we said, the Makshin understood that everything that was there was from a Goy, and yet the Makshin had no problem understanding that they did not eat. The Makshin's only question was, where did they bring the Karban Omer from? So on that, Rukiv Eger says something very interesting. He says that it could be that the Makshin understood that it was a suffix if it grew a third beyad the Goy or not. Because if it did not grow a third beyad the Goy, then it would rather be Aser B'Isser Chadash. The only time that it's considered Ktsir Nachri is like we see in our Sugya, is if it already grew a third beyad HaNachri. So it could be, says Rukiv Eger, that the Makshin was fine with the fact that they did not eat, because they had a suffix. Since they had a suffix, they had to be machmir. And that's why the Gemara asked to bring a haichacha from the fact that they brought the Karban Ha'omer, because when you're in a matzav of suffix, you wouldn't be allowed to bring a Karban Ha'omer from something that perhaps grew a shlish biyad the nachri. Because that would be a problem of chulim bazar. It's a suffix chulim bazar. You're not allowed to bring it. A kolpanim, what we're coming out with is that the Bach brings a raya from our Gemara that the Tvua of a Nachri is Mutter, there is no Isser Chadash. The Shach and the Taz not only refute the raya of the Bach, they bring a raya to the contrary, that the Tvua of a Goy is Aser. Rabbi Kiva Eger refutes both rayas. He holds that there is no raya from the Sugya that the Tvua of a Goy is Mutter. There's also no raya like the Taz and the Shach that the Tvua of a Goy is Aser, because it could be that they were just being machmer because they didn't know if it grew a third. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a Mishnah in Shviyas. The Mishnah says, Ha'oriz v'adoichen v'haparagim v'hashumshimin shehishrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah mis'asrin l'sha'avar umutarin b'shviyas. All of these things fall under the category of kitnias, and the din is that when you want to determine which year they belong to, you have to look at the hashrasha. When did they take root? If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then both Legabe Meiser, the Misasrin L'Sha'avar, which means they belong to last year, and since they belong to last year, we were talking about that they were in Hushrush during the sixth year, so they're Mutarim B'Shviyas because they're not considered having grown during Shviyas. V'im Lav, and if they did not take root before Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim B'Shviyas, they're considered having grown during the seventh year, therefore they're Asur B'Shviyas U'Misasrin L'Shanah Haba. Now the Lashon is slightly strange, because in the Reisha, when talking about the case that they were Hushrushu, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the first thing the Mishnah describes is the Din L'Gabei Meiser. Hishrishu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Misasrin L'Sha'avar, and then Utsezu Mutarim B'Shviyas. However, in the Seifa, V'im Lav, we're talking about the case where they were not Hushrushu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, so the first thing the Mishnah describes is Asurim B'Shviyas, and only then U'Misasrin L'Shanah Haba. Why does the Mishnah switch around the order? Answers the Aruch Lener that both the Reisha and the Seifa are starting out with the smallest Chiddush. B'derech loizu afzu. First the Tana tells us the smaller Chiddush, and then it goes to the bigger Chiddush. Why is Meiser the smaller Chiddush in the Reisha? He explains al pishitza toisvis, that Meiser by Shar Peiris, other than Dagan Tirish v'Yitzer, is only Drabonan. So to be keveya that hishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that you're misasrin l'sha'avar, is not really a major chiddush, since the rabbanan have the koyach to do what they want to. It's all their din anyway. However, legabe shviyas, there is a chiddush for Chazal to come along and be misakin, that it's considered like part of the sixth year, although it's a question of a deraisa. Mutarim b'shviyas, we're talking about a deraisa, because even things that are not talking to Shviyitzer, obviously, are usher in shviyas. So Chazal came along and said, this doesn't belong to the seventh year, it belongs to the sixth year, that's a bigger chiddush. However, when it comes to the Seifa, and we say that it is Shaykh to the seventh year, then it's a smaller Chiddush to say that Chazal chose to make it part of the seventh year, Legabei HaDeiraisa. So the first thing we say in the Seifa is that it is Asurim B'Shviyas, and the second thing, which is the bigger Chiddush, is that even Legabei HaDrabbanan, Chazal chose to make it part of the seventh year. Now, Rabba doesn't understand the concept of being Toli on Hishrishu. Rabba asks as follows. He says, Am Rabbanan Ilan Basar Chanota. The din of Ilan, when you want to determine which year it belongs to, you have to look at whether it was Nechnat before Rosh Hashanah or not. Tvua v'zeisim basar shlish. The din of tvua and zeisim is dependent on when it was hivia shlish. And yerek is basar lakita. But hani keman shevinu rabbanan. Kitnias should either be treated like yerek and you should go after lakita, or it should be treated like tvua and you should go after havaah shlish. Now, from the lashon of the Gemara that splits things up into three categories, ilon basar chanata, tvua v'zeisim basar shlish, and yerek basar lakita, says the Pnei Yeshua, there's a very strong mashmos, not like the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam that we mentioned on Daf Yud Beis, that is, that chanata is synonymous with the shear of Oynes Maisris. And that means if you want to define chanata, you have to look at each product and say, when is it considered mature enough, legabe Oynes Maisris? And that is its shir chanata. So the problem over here is that we already explained then that tvua v'zeisim basar shlish is the shir of Oynes Maisris, letinyan tvua v'zeisim. In which case, according to the Rambam, it's redundant. Ilan basar chanata, tvua v'zeisim basar shlish. It should have put them all together. Because according to the Rambam, tvua v'zeisim basar shlish is the chanata of tvua v'zeisim. The shlish gidol of tvua and zeisim is what the Rambam calls their chanata. So that's one of the biggest rayas to the Shitsa Toisvis before on Daf Yud Beis and the Rash and Shvius, that chanata is a totally different shear than the shear of Oynes Maisris. Chanata is when the perach, the flower, falls off and it starts to look like a pri, and Oynes Maisris is dependent on the shiurim that the Mishnayos give in Maisris. To be miyashiv, the Dasa Rambam says at Pnei Yeshua that it's possible that by Peiris, the chanata is more nicker, meaning the shear Oynes Maisris of Peiris is something that you could tell by looking at it, because the shear that is given in the Mishnayos and Maisris are all shiurim that relate to a certain stage in the development of the pri. It looks like a pri already. So that we could call chanota. Masha enkein, by tfua and zeisim, they're not really nicker, so we wouldn't give them the name chanota. We would say havaah shlish. Now, in answer to his question, Rabba says that the reason why kitnius we treat with the new shear called hashrasha is because mitoich shasuyim parachim parachim as the arbona basar hashrasha. Since the kitnias are not picked at the same time, you pick a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow, there would be a problem, because you would always have in one goyrin chadash and yashin mixed together. You would have from last year's crop together with this year's crop, unless we could have a cutoff point that is going to be shayach to all of the kitnias that you have in your goyrin. So since they all take root at the same time, it makes sense to give a shear of hashrasha. Now let's ask the following. Without a special takana of Chazal to go after Hashrasha, what would be the din of these kidneys? Would they have the same din as a Yerek and you would go after Lakita? Would they have a din like Tavua and you would go after Avah Shlish? So the truth is that from the Lashon of Rashi, it's quite clear that without the special takana, we would go after Lakita like a Yerek. Because Rashi in Dibur Maschil Mitoich, when he explains the Svar of Mitoich Shasuyin, Parachin Parachin, he says, Mitoich Shegarnan Osui Ma'at Ma'at, She'ein Nilkotim Ke'echot, Elayoyim Loikten, Umefarchin Ma'at, Ulamachar Ma'at, since they're picked at different times, V'nimtzu Chodesh V'yoshim Uravin Yachad, the ones that are picked before Rosh Hashanah are mixed with the ones that are picked after Rosh Hashanah. Im holchen bahen achar lekita kishar yerek, if you would go after lekita like other yerek, kishiyehei mafresh maisrois of havle maaser min achadosh ala yashin umin ayashin ala achadosh. Therefore, says Rashi that you go after hashrasha shabashana achas mashreshes kol hasode shari bevasach hazorin oison. However, the Tosfos Rid disagrees with this. The Tosfos Rid says that min hadin, if it wouldn't be for the special takana that you go after hashrasha, then it would be just like tevua, that you would go after havaah shlish. And the Tosfos Rid explains the reason. He says kitnias is not similar to yerek, because yerek you eat the leaves, you eat the stalk. The way that kitnias grows is very similar to tevua, and therefore it ought to have the same dinim as tevua. And Tosfos Rid brings a Yerushalmi to back up his shita, and that's how the Rabbi Chananel learns as well. Except he then goes and brings a raya from what we find later in the sugya, that Shmuel argues on the shita of Rabba that you go after hashrasha. Shmuel says you go after gmar pri. So that's definitely not like tevua. Rather, it's mashmi go after lakita. And it sounds like Shmuel is going after the ikar din, meaning Shmuel is saying the way that it would be without a special takana of hashrasha. Now it happens to be that we find a third shita, and that is the Tos Yishanim. The Tos Yishanim says that without the svara of Asuyim Prachim, which tells us to go after Hashrasha, we would have gone after Chanata like Peiris HaIlon. And its similarity to Peiris HaIlon is because it's Gadol Al Roiv Mayim. Gadol Al Roiv Mayim means that it's Megishamim, which causes it to grow, as opposed to Yerek, which you're Mashke. You have to use Mayim Sheuvim in order to irrigate it. So it comes out that we have three shitas, what would have been without a special takana of Hashrasha. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we would have treated it like a Yerek, so we would have gone Basar Lakita. According to the Tosfos Rid, we would have treated it like Tevua, and therefore would have gone Basar the Din of Havah Shlish. And according to the Tos Yishana, we would have treated it like Peiris HaIlon, and it would have gone Basar Chanota. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Mitoch Shasuyim Prochin, after bringing down Rashi's Pshat, ask a kasha, v'teima, teinach meiser d'rabbonan. I understand how the Rabbanan are capable of changing the din of Maiseris, because Maiser is only a din d'rabbonan. As we said, anything other than Dagan, Tirish, v'yitzer is only Maiser d'rabbonan. We understand how the Rabbanan could decide to give them a din based on Hashrasha. However, says Tosfos, Shvius is d'iraisa, and the din of Shvius is to go Basar Likita, Kishar Yerek, Heche Azlina, Basar Hashrasha, Lahatir B'Shvius, Kishish Rishu B'Shishis. How do we have the right to go and be Matir, a din d'iraisa, if you're really supposed to go Basar Likita? Tosfos says, Shema B'Shvius B'Zman Azeh, we're talking about Shvius B'Zman Azeh, V'Rebi Yikira Amar Gabi Pruzl Perka Shalech, it's really only a din d'rabbana. So Tosfos doesn't understand how this din can affect a d'iraisa. However, other Rishonim give the following answer. You take a look at the Ritva, B'Shem D'Raivet, he says that the Rabbanan are allowed to go Basar Hashrasha, because that is its din d'iraisa. He explains, Shashiurim v'inyonim halolu ha'kosuv masram l'chachamim l'sakim behem kimoy sheyiru. The Torah relied on Chazal to determine when it's considered the beginning of the tree or the plant's year. The Ramban also says such a nusach. He says, Shadin Torahu, Hoyel Vasuyim Prachin Prachim, Shenelich Achar Dover, Sheshli Goyren Echod, Bain Lemeiser, Bain Lashvius, Tahainu Ashrosha. So the fact that the Rabbanan have the right to be Kaveh when the Shir is Adin Dairaisa. The Torah has waited for Chazal to be Kaveh when it's considered a pre. Now, after saying that there's a din, that you go Basar Hashrasha, Abaye asks, what's the big problem? Why is it problematic that you have different stages of kitnias in your goyren now? You could just mix it up, the yitzber goyrenoi, l'soichai, v'nimtza ter, min ha'chadosh shaboy al ha'chadosh shaboy, min ha'yoshin shaboy al ha'yoshin shaboy. In other words, if you mix it really well, then you're going to have the right proportions anyway, and it's not going to be a problem being mafresh meiser min achadosh al hayoshen. Asks Tosfos, this is a very good eitzah if the only problem was taking min achadosh al hayoshen or min hayoshen al achadosh. You can't take from one year to the other. However, Tosfos says there's another problem, because we know that there are different dinim in terms of which meisers you take. On the third and the sixth year, you take meiser ani. So what happens in the year, in the second year going into the third year? The second year is a meiser sheni year, and the third year is a meiser ani year. And the same thing with chamishis and achneses lashishis. So what do you do? So Tosfos answers that you're mafresh one meiser, and you're mechalo that ala mois. In other words, you treat it like meiser sheni. Take the money that you're mechallel it on, bring it to Yerushalayim, and treat it like mois meiser sheni. So you'll buy peiris over there and eat it in Yerushalayim. And the meiser itself, that you were just mechallel, you'll give it to the aniyim, because you could now treat it like it's suffik, meiser ani, suffik meiser sheni. If it's meiser ani, the chilul doesn't help, and then you're just going to give it to aniyim. And if it is meiser sheni, so you're mechallel it, and you treated it like meiser sheni. Asks the Tos Zerosh, this is a very nice Eitzah, but what would be the Gemara's Kasha, the Yitzber Garner L'Soichai, for such an Eitzah? It definitely makes more sense to make a uniform Zman of Hashrasha. The Tos Yishonah actually says that you could be Mafresh Meiser to the Ani, and the Ani will eat it with Gdushas Meiser Sheni. That's also something that you would think is somewhat of a Tircha, and it would make more sense to be Mesakin a uniform Zman. The Aruch Liner actually answers, he says, Memanefshach. If you know which one is Roiv, then you're allowed to be Seimach on Roiv. And you're Ma'aser according to the Roiv. You say Roiv of it is deserving of Ma'aser Sheni, you're Ma'afresh Ma'aser Sheni. And if you don't know what the Roiv is, then you're Bechlal, not Mechuyiv, to be Ma'aser Ma'aser Ani, because it's a Suffolk. And since it's a suffix, we say a mitzvah mechavel v'raya. Remember, Meister Ani is only a din mamon. So then you would only be mechayev to mafresh Meister Sheni. Now, Turi Evan says a very similar teretz. It's just that he asks, why would you be allowed to be soymech on roiv? There's a rule that davar sheyesh lo matirim, we're not soymech on bitul b'roiv. And over here it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, because if you want to, you could be mafresh meiser mimokam acher. So take a look over there in the Turi Evan, he has an arichas about this. The Chazanish, on the other hand, in Shviyas, Simon Zayin, Sivkotin, Tezvov, says that it's bechlal not shaykh adin bitul b'roiv legabe meiser. And this is based on a big yesoid, which is, it's also found in Oneg Yom Tov, Simon Dalet, and that is that bitul is a mechanism that can help take away dinim, but it cannot give dinim. And over here, for it to be chayiv in meiser sheni, based on bitul, you would have to be giving the one from the third year a din of chiyuv meiser sheni. You never give chiyuvim, you never give dinim based on bitul b'roiv, or vice versa. If you would use the meiser ani to be mevatel the meiser sheni, you're giving it a new halacha. Bitul b'roiv only takes away dinim. The Oneg Yom Tov says this legabe tzitzis. He says that you don't use bitul to give a din lishma. Let's say you're lacking in your tzitzis a din tviyah lishma. You can't use al yidei taruvis, the din of bittul, and say that those that were not spun lishma are now considered as if they were spun lishma. Bittul doesn't do that. Bittul could take away an isser, it could take away halachas, but it cannot add dinim, it cannot give a positive din. After Abaye made his suggestion that you should mix up the goyrin and put everything together so that you have proportionately the right amount of meiser going on the chodesh ala chodesh and min ayoshin ala yoshin, and then he brings a braisa to that effect, the Gemara retorts by saying that that's only Reb Shimon Shizuri's shita, because Reb Shimon Shizuri holds yesh bila, that when you mix things up, they become evenly dispersed. But the Rabbanan argue and they say ein bila. Since they hold ein bila, there's no other eitza but to be misakin the din that you go after hashrosha. So we have two shitas. According to Reb Shimon Shizuri, he holds yesh bila, you have this eitza of mixing it up, and according to the Rabbanan, you don't, and therefore you go after Ashrusha. The Gemara then says that Shmuel Paskin like Reb Shimon Shizuri. And the Gemara said, how could Shmuel Paskin like Reb Shimon Shizuri that you mix it up? Shmuel holds ein bila. He holds that things do not get evenly dispersed. The Gemara answers by saying that Shmuel is a whole nother shita. It's not because he holds yesh bila. Rather, Shmuel's shita is that you don't go after Hashrasha, rather you go after when the Gemar HaPri was. And therefore, our belief is that everything was Nigmar in the new year. So therefore, there's no problem. Because even if you'll mix it up, they're all the same. And Tosfos asks, how can Shmuel say that? Bein the Rabbanan and Bein Reb Shimon Shizuri, everybody seems to hold that you go after Hashrasha. The only shaila is, do you hold Yesh Bila or Ein Bila? Now Rashi says that Shmuel must have found a Tana that holds that you don't go after Hashrasha. We just don't know who that Tana is. Now, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Meiser Sheni V'Netar Revai, Halacha Ches, paskins like Shmuel. And the Radvaz asks, how is it possible for the Rambam to pass like Shmuel? Shmuel himself is not like the Tana of our Mishnah, he's not like Shimon Shizuri, so why would the Rambam paskin like him? Answers the Radvaz, then you can't ask this question on a sefer like the Rambam. Basar Amiroi Aslinen, Shmuel himself, Yoda Tana de Koi Kavaseh, he must have known a Tana like Rashi explains. He also suggests that Shmuel was Mekabel from his Rebbe, who was Mekabel from his Rebbe, that the Halacha is like the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds Ein Bila. And he also is Mekabel that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri, that you're allowed to mix them together. And therefore, the only way to be Mekayim the two together is to say that you go after Gemar HaPri. However, the Balamar says that really Reb Shimon Shizuri holds that you go after Gemar HaPri. And the fact that he discusses Hashrasha, it's because L'Divreim D'Rabbanan Kamar, but he himself doesn't hold that way. Take a look at the Ritva and the Marikurkis as well to be Miyashiv the Das Arambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.